800-643-5081.
You have reached your destination.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
6 News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Senate Majority Leader is ready to reveal details of the GOP's new health care overhaul bill.
Mitch McConnell is aiming for a vote next week. It's no sure bet that he has the minimum 50 votes needed. The president is blaming Democrats for disengaging from the process.
Fox's Blake Berman.
White House official tells me that they feel whatever the Senate puts forth would be reconcilable with the House's bill. That would be the very next step after this one. First things first, though, the Senate has to get that bill to the floor.
In Ohio, thousands turning out to pay respects to Otto Warmbier, the American college student who died days after being returned to the U.S. from North Korea in an unresponsive state. He was held for more than a year. And Qatar Airlines is looking to buy a 10% stake in American Airlines. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, everybody. Very busy weather day today. Flash flood watch remains in effect, and the threat of spin-up tornadoes will continue for much of the state of Alabama today because of Tropical Storm Cindy. Showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce some heavy downpours today and tonight. High temperature will be in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow, the storms thin out in number. Still some scattered storms around. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms around, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours, Saturday and Sunday, high in the upper 80. Download our free weather app. It'll keep you up to date on the weather all day long today with watches and warnings for your particular locations, plus radar, future radar, and hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. For the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new home offers. Don't combine.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron, Ben, and Jack.
song for a rainy Thursday.
It is ugly out there. Tornado watch is in effect, I think, till 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, I think that's overkill. But, hey, look, as soon as I say that, we're going to get one. So.
Yeah, summer school out yesterday and today for all the people who failed their English classes.
That's exactly what they need is to cancel school.
A couple days off, why not?
I'm looking at the radar right now on my Rich Thomas weather app, which, by the way, if you don't have it, you need, especially during severe weather.
Oh, yes.
But it looks like we got a little break from it for a while.
Yeah, I was watching Channel 12 before I moseyed into work today, and they say we might even get a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, looks
later
like
this afternoon.
Could be a little. Yeah, it's a weird-looking trail into this storm here heading up. But anyway, check out the Rich Thomas weather app, especially when there's severe weather warnings. You can take it to your safe place, and he will be broadcasting live anytime there's severe warning. So that's definitely something you need. But
the best in the business.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you seen the rain?
I saw the rain all day yesterday, all night last night, this morning.
My backyard looked like a mosquito pit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 4 inches of water out there.
Welcome to Pike Road, Alabama.
We don't exactly drain out there. It's more
East
sand.
East Montgomery, just as a rule, doesn't
it? No, it doesn't. Oh. Now, if you get about a third of an inch of rain, and you can swim around in your yard.
Indeed.
Anyway, you're listening to News and Views. Ben Hagler, Baron Coleman will be with you, entertaining you and informing you for the next 3 hours or so. So settle in, get tight, get cozy. There's no reason to go anywhere. It's severe weather. You can just crank that radio up, and Rich Thomas will break in if anything happens, so you don't have to tune away for a single second.
Have no fear. Captain Rich is here.
That's exactly right. There were basically three news stories yesterday. There were, well, really two news stories and a fantastic speech by President Donald J. Trump yesterday.
Yes.
So there were three news stories. And I was curious, how would the leftist media, how would they handle these simultaneous three news stories? Because they would have to go into prime time yesterday while Donald J. Trump was speaking and have to simultaneously cover the Donald J. Trump speech, the Russian hacking hearings from yesterday, and the fact, and I don't know if this happened, what time was this that it happened? Was it 9:45 a.m.? So it happened while we were on the air, but we didn't get much heads up or much warning about it. But there was a terrorist attack yesterday in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah,
could have been much worse than it was.
Yeah,
it was severely bad for Special Jeff Neville, Lieutenant Jeff Neville, who was stabbed in the neck by a 49-year-old Muslim shouting "Allahu Akbar," which means God is great.
Gosh, stabbed in the neck.
Of all places to get stabbed.
Ugh.
The neck. There's a lot of important stuff in the neck. There's the there's veins.
Mm-hmm.
There's the arteries.
Yeah.
A throat. You know, the windpipe. The old swallow pipe is back there somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't go to take anatomy or anything, but I know enough about the neck to know there are places I'd rather be stabbed.
It's a pretty important place.
Yeah, it's got the muscles that hold up the old noggin, keep it from just flopping around.
Got that.
Yeah. You ever seen a kid sleeping in a car seat before they're about 6 months old? They have no neck muscles yet, so because they don't hold their head up.
Yeah.
And so their chin is kind of facing the sky while they're asleep, and it's a really weird position that...
I've seen several of our friends actually sleep like that as well after about, yeah, we won't get into that.
On a bar stool.
Yeah.
On a bar stool. But anyway, it's an important body part, the old neck is.
Yeah.
Not exactly something you'd want stabbed by a crazed Muslim shouting Allahu Akbar. So I turned on the media yesterday in light of the Muslim terrorist attacks in London and Manchester and all the places recently, in light of the anti-Muslim terrorist attack up there where the fella ran over some Muslims while they were leaving church in the evening, or not church, whatever they leave, mosque, in the evening times up there. And I was expecting wall-to-wall coverage of this domestic terrorist attack.
Hmm.
I mean, how often does a guy shout Allahu Akbar and go stabbing cops in the neck? That doesn't happen often.
No.
Let's see here. He was taken down by police and arrested at the scene. He was Canadian. And Lord have mercy, I didn't see anything about it on the news last night. And I'm going to fault Fox News a little bit here. I don't think they gave it its due either. Instead, everybody wanted to focus. I mean, keep in mind, domestic terrorist attack in the middle of Ramadan, in light of the 1,000 or so people around the world who've been killed by Muslims in terrorist attacks in the last month or so. We're not talking about just a few people here and there. Speaking of, I got something I want to play later. It's in Arabic. Is that what Egyptians speak, Arabic? Maybe it's in Egyptian. I'm not sure what it's in. I don't understand it. I'll tell you
it's,
that.
It's one of those languages.
It's something I don't get. But it's in some language. But it's subtitled, so I'll read you the subtitles. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a Muslim guy who gets it, who understands why most people in the West don't want Muslims around. So okay. Fantastic, fantastic piece. But most people, instead of covering the domestic terrorist attack, instead of covering what I thought was a dynamite speech by President Donald J. Trump in Iowa yesterday, most news organizations were covering yesterday a Russian hacking hearing that took place in Washington, D.C. just yesterday, where they disclosed a few points. So I pull up a story here, CNN.com. Oh, yeah, by the way, I look at CNN this morning to see if I can find anything on their front page of their website dealing with the Allahu Akbar Muslim terrorist attack in Flint, Michigan yesterday. I would think this would be news.
You would think that. At an airport, yeah.
Wasn't on the front page of the website. Wasn't on the page of the website. You had to go like five pages deep to find it.
Was it on the front page of the Flint, Michigan paper?
Yeah, I bet it was. Well, if you're from Flint, Michigan, how could you be a Democrat?
I don't know.
Obama sat up there and watched him languish with poison water for, 6 months before he left office? Did nothing about it.
Yeah.
Trump gets in there, immediately sends him some money to get that thing fixed. Then they have a terrorist attack at their local airport. And Flint, Michigan Airport's about the size of Montgomery. Nothing big.
Probably, yeah.
You know, 6-8 terminals, you know, flies mid-sized regional planes. You're not boarding a 747 in Montgomery.
No.
Or Flint. But anyway, they all covered this hacking hearing. So I pull up this CNN article, and something dawns on me. I go to this, the headline is, 6 Takeaways from the Russian Hacking Hearing. I go to number 6 here. I want to point this out before we take a break. I go to number 6 here, dissatisfaction with the DNC, and I read that headline of number 6, and I thought, you know what? Something dawned on me. Everything that happened during the election cycle, take what the media is saying and the Democrats are saying, just take it at face value. The Russians hacked the American election system and threw it into disarray. And it may or may not have led to the election of President Donald J. Trump. And for that reason, the Democrats think we should put them back in power. It happened on their watch. Their Homeland Security, it was a Democrat Homeland Security Director. It happened on his watch. It was Democrat James Comey. It happened on his watch. It happened on the Democrat Secretary of State's watch. It happened on the Democrat everything's watch. The Democrat, they controlled the entire executive branch. They controlled the entire national security apparatus. They were President Obama's appointees. And they were dead asleep at the switch while everything was going on right beneath their nose. That's what they want us to believe. This is how far the Democrat Party has fallen in the United States of America today. That their best argument for putting them back in power is they screwed up. Their best argument is we were asleep at the switch, which allowed Russia to hack into our national security system and our election system. And for that reason, you need to put us back in charge. I think that would be an argument for Donald Trump. In fact, if I'm Donald Trump, I totally shift focus starting this morning. I totally shift focus. And I say, you know what? Nothing they're saying is true. We didn't have anything to do with this. There was no collusion. There was no pressuring, no obstruction, anything like that. But give them their due. They're telling you this happened on their watch. That alone should be evidence that they should never have control or power ever again. The Democrats should not have control or power of the national security system ever again. They cannot keep this country safe. By their own admission, they can't keep this country safe. Usually, we as Republicans have to run around pointing out over their objection that they can't keep the country safe. But now the Democrats are openly admitting it everywhere. The mainstream media, every time you turn around, is admitting that the Democrats can't keep this country safe. They cannot be trusted with the wheels of power. Remember Barack Obama talked about, well, the Republicans, they gave him the keys. They drove the car into a ditch.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yes, boo-boo. They drove the car right into a ditch. Here you have the Democrats admitting they drove the car into the ditch. Not only that, they let the Russians steal the damn car while they were watching it, while they were sitting in it. The Russians kicked them out and stole the damn car. How on earth are Republicans and the Trump administration, how are they so unable to message this to victory? They should. Every single person in America should be saying, you know what? I think that the Democrats might be onto something. Under their watch, while they were in charge, the American election system got hacked. They cannot be trusted. Democrats cannot be trusted. It's clear that they don't know what the hell they're doing. You want more evidence of that? There are two political parties in this country of consequence, and they're a bunch of losers. Only one of the two political parties got hacked. Only one of the political parties got hacked. It was the Democrats. They tried to hack the Republicans, allegedly. But the Republicans had a security system in place that couldn't be breached. You can't trust a Democrat to let your dog out when you're on vacation. They'll forget to lock the door and the thieves will come steal everything. I mean, put this in analogical terms that everyone can understand. You can't trust Democrats to hold your wallet. When you if you jump into a bridge to save somebody, jump into moving water to save somebody, and you hand your phone and wallet to a Democrat and say, here, hold this, I'm going to go save these drowning children. I don't want to ruin my phone and lose all the contents of my wallet, so will you hold this while I go save these drowning children over here? The Democrats will let the Russians steal it while they're hanging on to it. They cannot be trusted by their own admission. Use their words against them. You know, when you get arrested, and the Democrats should know this, when you get arrested, they say, you have a right to remain silent. I recommend the Democrats do that. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. It's time we take what they're saying and use it against them. Why are Republicans so lousy at messaging things? I have a theory on that that I'm going to tell you about when we get back. But okay. I have a theory why the Republicans have not yet caught on and not yet been able to articulate what I've articulated here this morning, which should be plain as day to everyone in our listening audience.
Crystal clear.
When we get back, I will tell you why. The answer to the question, why have the Republicans not messaged this failure by the Democrats to keep America safe? Why have they not messaged that the way I did this morning? Why are they running and hiding? I'll tell you when we get back. The answer will stun you.
It's Thursday morning with Baron Coleman, Ben Hagler, News and Views. Back in moments on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's all.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
With well over 300 years combined experience and a professional, experienced, and prompt service team, let United fix it right the first time.
United can also take care of your plumbing and electrical service work, too.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and let United fix it right the first time today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Live like a pro at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, a 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive crew cab SLT. MSRP $55,625, now Sonic priced at $44,991. Save thousands at GMC. We are professional grade. Stock number HT435001. All incentives assigned to dealer. Tax time and dealer fees extra. Must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17 with approved credit. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. A premier Sonic automotive dealership. Like them on Facebook.
Bill's handyman service.
Yeah, Bill, this is Larry Jones. You installed whole house surge protection for us last spring.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just had a lightning strike and lost all our electronics.
I think you got the wrong number.
Most people don't think about surge protection for their homes until it's too late. Crosby Electric reminds you that power surges can do a lot of damage.
Bill's handyman service.
We lost our TV, DVD player, computers, router, even our toaster.
This is a recording. Please leave a message at the tone.
Oh.
The technicians at Crosby Electric have installed whole house surge protection in dozens of homes in the River Region. We do the job right, so you're really protected.
Bill's trash hauling service.
Yeah, Bill, Wait, trash hauling?
Yes, we specialize in the disposal of damaged electrical goods. How can I help you today?
Oh, never mind.
Protect your family and your possessions with whole house surge protection, professionally installed by Crosby Electric. Call 272-2085 or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are transitioning from our Memorial Day sale into our Independence Day sale, which will be our biggest sale until our next sale. Really, folks, we mattress stores are always having a sale. I have secured some really fabulous factory closeouts on Dick Queen and King mattresses, Queens for $269 and Kings for $399. I also have several closeout models of power adjustable bases, premium bases with massage start at $599, and I have a few full sizes for only $399. Mr. Sandman has Simmons Beauty Rest and Serta Perfect Sleeper sets at true discount prices, and last year's Jameson Latex sets are drastically reduced. We also have several models of flippable mattresses with full sets starting at $199 and King sets for only $299. Mr. Sandman has power lift chairs in stock or special order. We will be closed July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th to celebrate the birth of our country. Locally owned and voted the River Region's favorite mattress store since 1999 in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Back into News and Views.
The greatest rock band in the world.
That is a subjective opinion by Ben Hager.
But a pretty accurate one in theory. It's the Thursday edition of News and Views with Brother Baron Coleman, Ben Hagler, and your phone calls, of course, at 272-9228 on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
A gentle reminder, this program each and every day, generously sponsored during the first hour by our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Mm. Remind you of their two locations, their lunch and dinner options, appetizers, main meals, desserts, and so much more. If you've not been to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, check it out. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery.
I heard a rumor that you were buying me lunch today.
Oh, you heard that rumor, huh?
I did.
Who would tell such a lie? We'll see about it. We'll see about it.
Luther Strange called me and told me that you were buying me lunch today.
Luther Strange told you that?
Yes.
You believe what Luther Strange said?
Big Luther that can't tell the truth.
Here's the answer to the big question. Why, oh why are the Republicans, why is the right media, mostly conservative media, and by that I mean mainstream right media, like Wall Street Journal, Fox News, places like that.
Yeah.
Why is everyone scared? Why is Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan not saying, you know, if you put Democrats back in power, they're the ones who failed to keep this country safe from a hacking attack. They've proven they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Why is no one willing to say that?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. It's not a difficult answer. Once you know it, you'll say, ah, of course, that makes total sense.
Let's hear it.
Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and others in the establishment Republican circles do not like Donald Trump. They would have rather had Hillary Clinton. And if they could go back and do it again, they would have tried harder. They thought Fox News thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. So they didn't have to go all in. They thought they could maintain their Republican street cred. They rode Barack Obama to the top of the ratings, where they remained for a decade. Donald Trump was not what they wanted. And you notice when Donald Trump finally won is that when they'd had enough, Ailes has to go. We got to get rid of O'Reilly. We got to shake up this whole thing because we can't even trust ourselves anymore to get it right. So Fox News, Wall Street Journal, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, none of those people want Donald J. Trump in power. None of those people want him to remain president of the United States. And Mitch McConnell, I've told you this, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan's biggest fear is that voters of this country will give the Republican Party 60 United States senators to identify as Republicans. That is what causes, you know, people will ask this horrible question. I've talked to Joey Clark about this. People will ask this horrible question. What keeps you up at night? You know, they'll think it's a real insightful question. They'll have the president there and they'll say, Mr. President, what keeps you up at night? And the idea is that there's something he's not telling you, and if you ask it just the right way, he'll lay bare his soul and he'll show you his deepest, darkest fears, and he'll expose for the world his vulnerabilities. And what keeps you up at night? You know what keeps Mitch McConnell up at night and Paul Ryan, if they were honest? The prospects of a majority in the House of Representatives and 60 Republican United States senators. Nobody wants that less. Nobody wants that less than Republican Mitch McConnell and Republican Paul Ryan. Because if Republican Mitch McConnell had 60 United States senators, he would have no excuse whatsoever for not ramming through everything Donald J. Trump wants to do, including radical change this country has desperately needed for more than a generation, such as the complete collapse and removal of the Department of Education, the complete repeal and replacement of Obamacare with truly free market medical insurance principles. They don't want that. They don't want that. Meaningful tax reform, meaning you eliminate Washington, D.C.'s ability to dictate your behavior based on taxing power. You know, right now, it might not be in your best interest to build a shopping center. Maybe an individual freestanding unit would be better. However, we're going to build that shopping center because the tax code can be exploited and we get accelerated depreciation. And we will come out ahead on the bottom line if we build that strip mall. Even though there are perfectly usable strip malls sitting vacant all over town. And in fact, all over the country. There are old vacant strip malls just about everywhere you turn. They're destroying the landscape of this country. Yet, developers will continue to build more strip malls. They will not go back and utilize the old ones because it is more taxably advantageous to build new ones. Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are terrified that they will not be able to manipulate each and every aspect of your life through the tax code. They want you to have to buy a house in order to get a tax benefit. They want to have a progressive income taxation system so that they know how much money each and every person in your household makes. Have you ever stopped and wondered why is it the government's business that they know exactly to the penny how much money you make and where your money goes? It's none of their damn business. In a free world, they wouldn't know. But they do know. Give them 60 Republican senators and they won't have an excuse not to know. And that, my friends, is what keeps Mitch McConnell up at night. That, my friends, is why Mitch McConnell will not say, you cannot trust these Democrats with national security. They've proven it, and they are running around beating their chest, letting everyone they talk to know that they cannot be trusted with national security. The breach, the Russian breach into our nation's most sensitive and democratic process came on the hands of a Democratic administration. And if you allow a Democratic administration back in power, just imagine how much more damage they'll do. We are going to get in there and lock this thing down and fix it. And I don't give a damn how often the Russians try to get in. The Republicans will make sure they can never be breached. That is how you message this to victory. You turn this around and say, you're damn right the Russians tried to hack us. I don't believe that's true necessarily. I still think... This was in response to the fact that Hillary Clinton might actually lose. And they wanted to get in and hack the systems and breach the systems so they could guarantee he won. Why do I think that? Two words. Everyone should Google these words. Dennis Montgomery. If you have not done so, do. Apparently, Dennis Montgomery is sitting on evidence that the 2008 election in Florida was rigged, handing the election to Barack Obama. We don't know if other states were rigged, but he tells us Florida was rigged. He tells us he has the documentation to prove it. He was given basically whistleblower status. immunity from prosecution. He got an immunity deal from a U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. He met with the FBI. He has 47 hard drives, 600 million pages of information. Yet no one in town is asking about Dennis Montgomery at any of these hearings. He, if I was a United States senator, would be the only thing I would be interested in asking these guys about. So,
yeah.
Your phone calls are welcome, 272-9228. Who is this?
This is Fred.
Fred, my friend, how are you?
Good morning, Fred.
Fine, and I stayed away from the emergency door so I can give a good call this time. you're saying something that I've been thinking quite a while. All this happened under their watch. The Republicans weren't hacked. Hacking happened to begin with. The next thing is, was that the Knack or the Kinks or whoever it was he said was the best band in history? He's wrong. It's the Allman Brothers band.
That's not even close to accurate.
Oh, man. No. Anyway, cool story. Just a real sweet, cool story. You know, I'm
ready
to drive on that. And a guy, I picked up an elderly British couple, two of them. And I was trying to have a conversation with him. I said, well, I'm a Beatles fan, if that counts for anything. And this old guy sitting next to me, he's in his 70s, obviously, it looks to be. He said in 1963, they opened for the Beatles. And he ended up, the band he was in, opened for the Beatles. And he ended up working for the Vox Amplifier Company that made the amps for the Beatles.
No kidding.
I got to drive somebody that opened for the Beatles. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, Fred. That is very, very cool. You're not the Fred I had lunch with yesterday, are you?
No. I'm not. No. Not much. You were Crystal Man. I'm not your kind of guy. I'm not in your wheelhouse. I'm way down the ladder.
Oh no.
You're big time. I'm just a little fish.
Oh no. We're almost certainly running the same circles if you're also a little fish.
Next time you. I'm getting a conversation with somebody that works for Vox. Tell me what an AC-30.
Yeah, we could use that.
But, yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I don't know why they're not just banging on their chest. And I also agree with that's the biggest fear that McConnell then has.
Yeah, he's terrified of 60 senators. Terrified.
Yeah, because at that point,
no excuses.
It's done.
No excuses. If he had 60 senators, he would have to pass everything Republicans wanted, or he would be exposed as an absolute fraud, as would 45 of our Republican senators. What do we have, 52 up there? Probably 45 of them are total frauds, maybe 40, 42. So, anyway, hey, Fred, good call. I got to run.
Y'all have a good day.
Sorry. Thanks, Fred.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Who's this?
Hey, this is SR.
SR, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Enjoying the show, as always. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
I think the Republicans ought to turn it around and say, if the Russians are trying to hack, how come Obama didn't stop it?
I mean, that's basically what I was asking.
Yeah, he's so inept. His administration was so inept, they couldn't stop the Russians.
Yeah, and you got to, see, in order to message it well, you got to put it into a concise phrase. And I'm thinking the word historically inept. But I don't know if enough Americans know what the word inept means.
Yeah, you're right.
So we need historically, and something else with an H would be good, that means awful. It's historically something. But if we could phrase it into a couple of words, this is why they pay people big bucks to sit around and think of these things on how to message. But if you could message it that way, and if Mark Sanford's on TV right now, Fox News, if he was up there saying, you know, the dag-blasted Obama administration, historically inept, that they allowed the Russians to breach our election systems. You know, the Democrats have proven themselves incapable of national security issues.
There you go.
Yeah.
Even in October of last year, Obama was denying that the Russians were trying to hack our election system.
Yep.
This is in October. There's video of him saying there's no way the Russians hacked our system.
Yeah, and supposedly
he's playing that over and over.
Supposedly that was 3 months after he knew, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm not convinced it was the Russians. I'm convinced it was the deep state operatives here in the United States trying to rig the elections.
It's just like they already proved that the NSA and the CIA can make it look like the North Koreans, the Chinese, the Russians, put name your country.
Yes.
Could make it look like they hit it.
That was the Vault 7 release. If you're playing along at home, it's the Vault 7 release.
That's right. So. Exactly. Enjoying the show, guys.
All right, SR.
Thanks for the call. 272-9228 is the number to chime in on news and views.
That's an informed man right there.
Indeed.
Not as informed as Riley Manning when it comes to painting, though. If you called SR and had him paint your house, it would look like garbage. You call Riley Manning, it's going to be spick and span. It's going to be artwork worthy of a museum somewhere. Your own house, your whole house. Indoors, outdoors,
Turn
it doesn't matter.
Turn your house into a museum.
Turn it into a museum. Call Riley Manning today, 799-1284. 799-1284. He is an absolute guru. You want some examples of his work, some more information, you can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. But ask him about that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Ask him about that money-back guarantee, the you pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. That is the Riley Manning guarantee. No money up front. The money's all on the back end. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied, and he has left thousands of satisfied customers in his wake over the years. So give him a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284. We'll leave you with a little Lenny Kravitz.
There you go.
Speaking of good rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Back in moments on News and Views on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Rich Thomas Weather. Brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Tornado watch continues in effect for most of us till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time. Locally heavy downpours and some spin-up tornadoes possible. High temperature in the low to mid-80s today. A flash flood watch still in effect as well. Showers and thunderstorms thin out a bit tomorrow. They'll still be scattered. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms from time to time Saturday, but fewer storms on Sunday, high in the upper 80s. Download our free weather app. It'll keep you up to date on the watches and warnings for your particular locations, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we service what we sell.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Looks like summer's here, Dot.
It is finally summertime. Get out the flip-flops, because I got mine on.
Well, tell me what we can find for summer.
The park benches, swings every now and then, patio tables, books for the beach, really anything you want. So we're air conditioned.
Do you have anything new here at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall?
Several new vendors. We have art. We have, just bird cages and bird houses and just there's so much. It's hard to think what we've got available. You've got to come see.
All right. How many square feet?
60,000.
How many floors do you have?
3 with an elevator.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall at 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Experience the great outdoors like never before on a Kawasaki ATV or side-by-side. From Ward's Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. With dominating power and undeniable performance, the Brute Force ATV is a conqueror on four wheels. Want to take playing hard to a whole new level? The Turex side-by-sides are the ultimate trail driving machine. The thrill-seeking machines for the entire family to enjoy. And if you're looking for the best of both worlds, look no further than the compact size Mule SX side-by-sides or the most capable Mule ever before. The Mule Pro Series. These rugged no-frills machines get the job done wherever the going gets tough. And to top it off, all Kawasaki side-by-sides are backed by the Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Get off the beaten path and work or play with a Kawasaki four-wheel vehicle today. Brute Force, T-Rex, and Mule, built for adventure, built Kawasaki Strong. See Ward's Kawasaki in Troy on 231 South. Three generations and running strong. Read owner's manual and all on-product warnings. Kawasaki ATVs with engines of 90cc and above are recommended for use only by persons 16 years of age and older. Kawasaki also recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Historic neglect of duty. Yeah! Historic disregard of duty. Historic dereliction of duty. Historic betrayal of security. There's got to be a way to message this. Pick a phrase and use it. Pick a phrase. You ever notice Democrats are always on the same talking points?
Yeah.
Pick a phrase and go with it. Ben Hegler, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon every day on News and Views right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Little programming note. Judge Roy Moore with us at 11 o'clock. He'll probably be here for a half hour or so. I hope to do a little bit of a different type of interview than most people do when they bring in candidates for office.
Mm-hmm.
We like to engage them a little more fully. I mean, why am I going to ask a Republican running for office in Alabama if he's pro-life or pro-Second Amendment? I mean, my gosh. Of course they are. Of course they are. So why am I going to waste time with that?
I think we know where the judge stands there.
Yeah, I'd like to get into a little bit more about, and we know he stands on the principles and where he is on gay marriage and all that. And we, you know, I think you'll like the types of questions I have lined up for this today. I think you'll really get a lot out of this interview. I hope you will walk away from this and say, man. If more media did interviews like this, we would have a much better understanding of who these candidates were come Election Day. I hope you do. I like Judge Moore personally. I do. I've met him. I think a lot of him. He may not always be my first choice in every race, but you could do a lot worse. You could do a lot worse.
No doubt.
272-9228 is our number if you want to get in. There's got to be some way to message this, though. There's got to be some way to message the fact that Democrats were asleep at the switch. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Democrats have proven they're asleep at the switch.
We caught them napping.
Yeah. The historical disregard for their duty. A historical delinquency. An historical dereliction of duty. neglect of duty. There's got to be some way to message this and have every Republican and all the conservative media singing from the same hymnal here and making sure the American people know one thing and one thing only, that when Democrats are in charge, the American security, cybersecurity, is at risk. It's wide open. It's like giving the Russians your password. You know? I can't think of an example.
That's a pretty good one, though.
Yeah, giving the Russians the security password for the whole national security system. If they can hack into the Russian, if the Democrats will let them hack into the election, what the hell else are the Democrats letting them hack into?
Just give them carte blanche.
And that's a question that ought to be asked. Why is Paul Ryan not asking that question? Why is Mitch McConnell not asking that question? Frankly, why are the Trump people not asking that question?
Yeah.
If when Democrats are in power, they let them hack into the election system, what the hell else are they letting them hack into? Are they hacking into the nuclear system? Are they hacking into our water system? Are they hacking into our power system under Democrat control? I can assure you, under Republican control, we don't do that. We don't let that happen. But under Democrat control, who knows? 272-9228 is the number. I'm just asking the questions that those in charge should be asking. Who is this? You're on the air.
I'm calling right back. Well, John Podesta's password was password. Come on.
It was, but it had a zero instead of an O. He's slick like that.
Oh. Ooh, that'll fool everybody. Hey, I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree of life. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah, let me tell you, my passwords are so complex, I don't even know my passwords.
Hey.
And if someone hacks it, you know what power to it.
If you know one of mine, you know all of mine.
Well, don't tell people that.
Mine is so convoluted that if you get it, it cures.
Yeah, don't tell people that, though.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I'm going to get you off the radio before you say anything else that endangers your security.
If they steal anything, they ain't going to get nothing from me but bills.
Yeah, well, that's true.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, if you hack into my email, you'll be bored to tears. It's mostly Twitter updates and I'll tell you what it is. It's the stories I email myself every morning that we're going to cover that day. Or that you know, beginning at the end of one show and going up to the beginning of the next show. So you'll get 20, 30, 40 emails a day from me to me, from one email address to another. I mean, you'll get that. Let me take you back in time for a minute. We got a few minutes here before the top of the hour.
Getting the old time machine?
Yeah, speaking of Democrats being in control here, let me take you back in time. Let's go back to, what's the date here? What's the date on this story? April 12. April 12, the New York Times has a story. April 12. I didn't even know what the point of this story was, but it had a phrase in there. Oh, it's talking about security for our government officials. And it was talking about different examples. It says, for example, this is in a New York Times article, April 12. For example, when members of Congress practice in the early mornings in an Alexandria, Virginia public park for their congressional baseball game, plain clothes United States Capitol Police are sitting there in a black SUV. April 12, 2017. That was this year, April 12. The New York Times outlines the security detail, where they sit, what car they'll be in, what they'll be wearing when congressional Republicans are practicing in a public park and they're completely unarmed. That is what's in. I'll read the sentence again. Keep this in mind. You have congressional Republicans who largely live in Washington, D.C., meaning they cannot carry a gun to and fro. Because you can't carry a gun in Washington, D.C., even if you're a congressman.
I never understood that.
Well, hopefully that's about to change.
Yeah.
Mo Brooks is carrying a bill to hopefully change that. But here is the sentence again. Keep in mind, this sentence details from the New York Times, when Republicans are in a group and they're unarmed, where they will be, how much security they'll have, where the security will be located, what the security will be sitting in, and what the security will be wearing. Let me read you the sentence again. This is an April 12 story in the New York Times. I'll tell you why I'm reading this in a second. Because there was an FBI press release yesterday that I read, and I dropped my jaw when I read it. Here's the sentence again. When members of Congress practice in the early mornings, when, in an Alexandria, Virginia public park, where, for their congressional baseball game, why, plain clothes, what are they wearing, United States Capitol Police, who, are sitting there, How? And a black SUV. Where? This is a step-by-step instruction guide on how to assassinate Republican public officials written by the New York Times. Yeah. I point you to a press release just yesterday from the FBI. Law enforcement shares findings of the investigation into the June 14 Alexandria, Virginia shooting. That's the headline of the press release. We go down. It's a how many pages is this? A five-page press release? They talk about his whereabouts. They talk about how in March of 2015, this was a month before the New York Times report, how in March he leaves his Belleville, Illinois home and heads as a homeless man to Washington, D.C. area. And that he then lived in his car, showered at the YMCA. Now, keep in mind, he's supposedly doing all this on his own. Showers, leaves, he gets a gun that he legally purchases, an SKS rifle and a 9mm handgun. He has these weapons as he's tooling around the area. He picked up the rifle in 2003. He picked up the handgun in November 2016, the same month Donald J. Trump was elected. He heads to Washington 1 month in March, 1 month before the New York Times article. And then it says, let's see here, to search. He had some stuff in a storage locker he visited quite a bit. He made some posts to his social media account. And you know where he was 3 days after that New York Times article on April 12th? April 12th, the New York Times writes an article that tells which public park congressional Republicans are sitting in as sitting ducks, where the security is located, how the security is situated. 3 days after that article, Hodgkinson, the guy who eventually goes on to try to kill Republican Congressman Tom Hodgkinson, is at the public park the New York Times identified 3 days after that article, taking pictures of the different entrances and exits of the baseball field.
That is eerie.
Not eerie. My friends, I don't know if the New York Times is in on this or not, but I know the New York Times is reckless and irresponsible when they articulate where Republicans are going to be unarmed and where their security will be and everything else. I'm telling you, the New York Times has a lot of answering to do right now. The New York Times, I believe, is as responsible for the near death of Steve Scalise and 20, 25 other Republicans, including two from the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
Gary Palmer and Mo Brooks. The New York Times has as much to answer for that as anyone. The New York Times outlined to this guy where they would be, where their security would be, and that they would be sitting ducks unarmed. 3 days later, this crazy psychopath goes out there, and I don't believe for one second he didn't have help. I don't believe for one second Tom Hodgkinson acted alone during this act.
Something to think about.
There's no way he just decided to move in March by himself and live homeless in Washington, D.C. for 3 months waiting to assassinate people. Just don't believe it. Just don't believe it. But the New York Times told him where to go and when. Congratulations, New York Times. When you're not publishing national trade secrets and putting security at risk, you're, well, putting security at risk and publishing secrets. So good for you guys. Good for you guys. We'll be back.
I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful-to-behold, but built-to-be-driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
A monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
It's nighttime at Airport Trailer. Let's see what's up with Pipsqueak and the boys.
Okay, let me run the checklist. There's the snacks. I got the drinks, my folding chairs. Hey, Big Tex, grab the umbrella. Let's see, what am I forgetting?
Boy, what in tarnation have you cooked up this time?
It's summertime. Me and Big Tex are going to take a road trip to the beach. Waves, gales, sand. Oh, yeah, I got to remember the sunscreen. Oh, and the boombox. I got to have my tunes.
Are you serious? The heat's making you crazy.
Sometimes I don't think this boy's elevator goes all the way to the top floor.
Who's gonna tow you down there, son?
No, that might be a problem. Hey, I got it. We can use Uber.
It's time for summertime savings on Big Tex trailers. It's hay season. Check out the Big Tex goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. Dump trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, and hot shots. Big Tex also has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. See Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. Airport Trailer, call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yay!
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A GOP plan to overhaul health care goes public. The president telling the crowd in Cedar Rapids, Iowa last night.
I've been talking about a plan with heart. I said, add some money to it.
Republican senators got briefed on the plan this morning.
As of now, it looks like this bill is going to be more moderate than the House version. The Senate bill that was written by a very small group would apparently let states that took more Medicaid money as part of the Affordable Care Act keep more of it for longer than the House bill would, and it would aim to give lower